Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy John Harrison back on the show. The Reverend John Harrison, CFP. He's got letters on both sides of his name. That tells you he's a VIP, and he certainly is around here. John is one of our great Brain Trust members. We call on him for a number of different things, especially in the area of financial planning, whether it be for our business or for the personal side of our lives. He's the author of an outstanding book called Making Mammon Serve You. He's the president of Aspire Financial Advisors, and he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, John, one of my favorite books that I've had for a long time now, and I love referring to it. I use it. I actually include passages from it in quite a bit of my writing, and I talk about it sometimes on the show. Was written by Charles McKay around 1848. And the title of the book is "Extraordinary Popular Delusions
and the Madness."
You know the book, don't you?
Yes, indeed.
"Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds." Isn't that an amazing book? What more do you need to understand human nature than that book, right?
It's really true, because what it does is it goes back over many years and in many different areas and shows how people have a tendency to do the lemming thing and run themselves off cliffs by buying into things that just isn't right. And I can even cite an older book than that, and that's the Bible, which tells us that the crowd is often wrong, is generally wrong. I think of things like, you know, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you." And,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
So there is a
But there's another passage, though, about the gate. Tell us about the gate passage.
Yes. The Bible says that, you know, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, whereas narrow is the gate that leads to life, and few there be that find it." And I think that what it's, you know, while obviously that has a context, I think it's true in such a broad area of our lives that
right.
most people, most times, follow the crowd to the wrong destination. And
now,
On
Wall Street, they call that the greater fool syndrome.
Yes, yes.
And that's another way of saying all the things we've been saying here, folks, because one of the things that Charles McKay reports on in that book we talked about, the Madness of Crowds book, is back in around 1600s, in the 1600s, there was something called tulipomania.
Yes.
And in those days, 400, 500 years ago, those people were bidding up tulip bulbs. They were speculating on tulip bulbs. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. A piece of agriculture, one little thing you could hold in your hand. They were bidding those things up as much as equivalent of $4,000, weren't they, John?
It was the world's first futures market. And at one point, there was a single bulb that went for what was then the price of a single-family home.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course,
we know what happens when people put that kind of price on one unit of agriculture. it collapses, and it did. But the crowd did that, didn't it?
They really did, and the people left holding the bag are ruined, and some of them irrecoverably.
The greater fool, the one who bought that last one.
Mm-hmm. And so I think as one of the basic tenets of financial planning for most people and for many businesses ought to be, observe carefully what the crowd is doing, and then don't do that. because the crowd over the long term will lead you in a bad direction. And I read the statistics that are going on right now in the economy and in the market, and I think there's three or four things that people need to be doing now precisely because most people aren't. And it will
I'm not necessarily a huge fan of Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's a lot smarter than I am because he's made a lot more money than I have, for one thing. And I know he's a smart guy. I don't always agree with everything he says, but he did say one thing that I thought was pretty important. And to your point, and he said whenever I see people going in one direction, I go in the other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's usually a wise thing to do.
That's right. When we come back, I'm going to get John to help us apply this narrow gate madness of crowds to our lives, to our individual and company business financial lives. And he'll do that really well. Right after these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.